Okay, here we go. You should have your book now. Remember that you're going to keep the program on while doing this, and I'm going to be your timer. Remember that this drill is different from the previous drills and the fact that you're not going to go back and start over at the end of each minute. Instead, start where you are and increase your speed. Okay, get ready. Grab your place in your book. Read at your comprehension level for this first minute. At the end of this minute, do not start over, but keep reading at where you stopped. Get your hand set and get ready to start reading at your comprehension level now. Now double your comprehension level starting right there. Triple your comprehension level starting right there. Final minute, go back to your comprehension level starting right there. Now you can stop reading. How did you do? I'm sure you're getting a little frustrated at times when you're reading at triple your comprehension level. You probably feel like this is a waste of time. Keep in mind that these are speeding up drills. When you push yourself to move faster than you thought you could go, you are improving the speed at which you can read. The best example that makes sense is when you're running and you think, oh wow, I am beat. I can't go one step further. I have to stop. Well, as you are thinking this, what are you doing? You're going one step further. So in reality, the thought you were thinking was false. Were you uncomfortable? Yes, you were. Were you pushing yourself? Yes, you were. However, had you gone as far as you possibly could? No, you had not. The fact that you were going when you were thinking these thoughts proved that you could have kept going. What did you do when you were running and you kept going? I'll tell you what you did. You increased your endurance level with each step and probably increased your ability to run faster the next time. These drills are just the same. Just as you are thinking that it's no use or no good or you can't go any faster, you're going as fast as you can. Well, by moving faster, you are going to improve your ability to go faster. You may not be able to understand everything you're reading at triple your comprehension level. However, the next time you read at your comprehension level, whether you like it or not, you are going to be working on your speed. And when you read at your comprehension level, you will be reading faster because you have forced yourself outside of your comfort zone. Comfort zones in life are a funny thing. They will sometimes make you stay in a place that is acceptable, but it is not the best for you. For example, they say that the number one fear in America is the fear of public speaking. Yet this is what I do for a living. I've seen many people refuse to get up in front of a group of people and talk because it is out of their comfort zone. Do you know that they say the number one fear in America is the fear of public speaking and the number two fear is the fear of death? I guess this means that if you were going to a funeral, more people would rather be in the casket than given the eulogy. Now, perhaps that's an exaggeration, but you get the point. The average person will do anything to avoid public speaking and avoid stepping out of their comfort zone. Recently, a member of my team was forced to give a speech. This was a requirement of being in the group. He was almost 30 years old and had never talked in front of a group. Imagine that, getting through school and business and never giving a presentation. Well, that was the case for this gentleman. Only four or five knew this before he spoke and knew the extent of his nervousness. He had done everything he could to avoid speaking. There were 30 in the room, and over the course of the year, everyone had presented but him. He had wiggled his way out of every opportunity, yet now it was his turn, and there was nothing he could do about it. So he made his way to the front of the room, and he gave his talk. As he talked, I watched the signs I'd seen so well over the years of nervous speakers. He was out of his comfort zone, and he was fidgeting, talking fast and uncomfortable. But after about the third or fourth minute, you could sense that he realized that this wasn't so bad. You could sense him pulling it together. You could see him slowing down his speech and getting comfortable with his talk. When his time was up 20 minutes later, he did not want to sit down. He was having a ball. He was answering questions from the group, telling jokes, and extended his talk another 20 minutes just because he was having so much fun. And you know what? He was a very good speaker. This is a classic example of someone creating a comfort zone that was not based on anything but mental barriers that were false. There was no reason for him to fear public speaking. There was no reason for him to avoid speaking. He was a very good speaker. Yet he had created this mental barrier because he wasn't ready to step out of his comfort zone. Remaining in a comfort zone in life is one of the most damaging things that you could do, not allowing yourself to experience all life has to offer is what you are risking when you are not stepping out of your comfort zone. You've stepped out of your comfort zone by simply listening to this program, and for that, I strongly commend you. This is an awesome step. However, you can't stop with simply listening to the program. By doing the exercises of reading faster than you thought was possible, I'm continually asking you to step outside of your comfort zone. Before you know it, you're going to wonder how you ever got in your comfort zone, and you're going to be amazed that you could read so fast. I'm excited to walk with you on this journey of speed reading. However, we're not done yet. There is so much more to do. Let's keep moving.